Welcome back into Sports Call. J.J. Jackson spending some time with ESPN and the SEC Network's Peter Burns here on Sports Call. Peter, we appreciate the time. Welcome to Radio Row. How are things?
Good to hang out with another guy from has some roots in Charlotte.
That's
where
right.
Our SEC Network
That's
studios
right.
are at.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Spending some time together, some Queen City people here
That's right.
on Sports Call today. Peter, you're getting a lot of attention right now on social media because of the sock game
No.
that was seen earlier today on the set. Good selection on your behalf. For folks that aren't aware, obviously this is radio, wearing some SEC socks.
Yeah, SEC Network socks. In fact, my wife yelled at me earlier today because she goes, oh my gosh, didn't you wear those socks yesterday? I said, sweetheart, I've got four different pairs of the SEC Network socks. I'll be okay. But that traditionally is my wife looking after me saying, hey, listen, you're not wearing stinky old
yeah.
socks on air, are you? I was like, I'll be fine.
But it's good for the brand to always rep the SEC Network.
You know what's so funny is we were talking about that in a big meeting a couple of days ago about taking pride in what you do. Like, you're wearing your logo
Absolutely.
Here this week, and I'm frankly proud to work with the SEC
Sure.
and ESPN. I think it's, to me, it's a dream job, and I'm never going to apologize about that.
Sure.
And what I love about it is that when I wear either an SEC Network logo or an SEC shirt, there's always somebody that comes up that wants to talk ball. And I think that's cool, whether they want to talk about the Auburn Tigers or they, you know, if they see me with an LSU jersey or an LSU logo on, they want to say, hey, I'm an Alabama guy, and they want to have a conversation. But I love that because I don't know if that happens in other conferences and really other sports. A lot of it just happens here around the SEC.
We'll get to Auburn in just a little bit. But as you said, as an LSU guy, Baton Rouge being your roots,
yep.
have you enjoyed what this LSU and Florida rivalry has become?
It's kind of crazy, right? I mean, between, you know, the game being changing locations
the
because of the hurricane.
Yeah.
You go back to 1997 when LSU upset number one ranked Florida, going back to 07 with Jacob Hester and,
right.
and Tim Tebow. Yeah, it's been great. And it's also fun because I co-host my show with Chris Doering, who's a former Florida great. So, I mean, we go back and forth. But, yeah, I think, you know, there's always these discussions on whether or not if we're going to change the cross-divisional rivals that they always have. And I'm like, in theory, I kind of like it because it levels the playing field, but I don't want to lose games like that.
Right.
Because I feel like LSU and Florida has become one of those things where I can't wait to watch that game because, frankly, I don't know how the hell it turns out.
Right.
And I think that's what you want in sports, right? I think that's why NBA struggled last year because you kind of felt like, hey, the Warriors are going to make their run.
Right.
And who knows? It was already kind of predetermined or scripted. But for SEC football, you legitimately don't know, and I think that's what makes the sport great.
And for Auburn, they get Florida back on the schedule,
yeah.
which for a lot of people before my time always look forward to
mm-hmm.
the Auburn and Florida game. Chris Doering being one of those guys who told us earlier this week he loved playing in that game, and it'll
yeah.
be cool to get that opportunity for
yeah,
Auburn to go to
Gainesville
just right
down
this year.
The road. And both of those teams find themselves on that kind of cusp of having an important year. Obviously, Dan Mullen in year two, and for Gus, you know, I mean, every game is important right off the bat, you know, starting with Oregon and now the quarterback situation on if it's going to be Gatewood or Nix. I mean, to me, what I've enjoyed this week so far on SEC Media Days this year is I've talked very little Alabama. I feel like I'm always just sick and tired of the Alabama talk, not because they don't deserve it, they rightfully do, but I think there's so many different storylines.
Right.
this season as maybe that we've had in years past.
I can tell you the Auburn people don't like all the Alabama talk, and they're probably happy about that right now. So let's talk some Auburn Tigers as they get ready for 2019. The last team to go through the media wave, Gus Malzahn will be the last person to speak to the media folks here at SEC Media Days in Birmingham. The quarterback's going to be the biggest question for Auburn as they gear up for 2019. Your take on the current situation there?
Yeah, I'm intrigued by – I called Thursday on my show Attitude Thursday because I think every single one of the coaches that speak, from Derek Mason to Mark Stoops to, of course, Gus, determining their attitude when they talk. And the reason why I say that is I go back to last year. It wasn't so much of what Mark Stoops said. It was the way he delivered it. And
sure.
you could tell he was upset that people weren't giving his team enough credit. I'm really intrigued to see what Gus is going to say and how he delivers that message because I felt like going into the bowl game, there was a lot of smoke. There was a lot of kitchens in the cook around Auburn and his future. And he kind of just tuned it all out, and it was almost like a, you know what, I'm going to show you what we're about to do in the bowl game. Buckle up. And he kind of had that attitude. And guess what? They whipped the ever-living hell out of Purdue. And so I kind of want Gus to be that way because I think Gus has always gone back and forth of like, I'm really good at offense. Okay, now I need to be the CEO. Okay, well, now
sure.
what do I need to do? And I think now Gus has reached to a point which I love. It's like, I don't care what other people think. I'm going to go in there. I'm compensated well. I've got a contract, whatever. I'm going to go do this my way.
Right.
And guess what? That may be the most dangerous that Auburn is when Gus says he's angry
and
ticked off. Because remember 2017, you lose that game to LSU. You know, that's the second loss, and then they end up winning the West.
Right.
I kind of feel like that's what we're about to see at Auburn this year.
And for Auburn, as they gear up for 2019, Gus Malzahn getting the play-calling duties back. That's what he loves to do. And you mentioned
– He's comfortable, right?
You mentioned this personality that Gus Malzahn has. It's kind of crazy, Peter, some of the social media things that we're seeing put out by Auburn football, just watching Gus Malzahn around town, whether it be at the freshman media days and that sort of thing. He's showing off this goofy personality that people really began to love with him when he first started back in 2013. And now that may be back in the mix, which I think is going to be a good thing for Auburn as they gear up for the season.
I know for me, as I get into fifth year being an anchor for the SEC Network, I'm a whole lot more comfortable now in my shoes and what I do than I was in year one or year two. And for Gus, and I don't have to deal with nearly all of the issues that Auburn football has to deal with. And so for Gus, I think – now he's reached to a point where he kind of knows, hey, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, and this is how I want to do it. And to me, I think that's what makes him comfortable. And Gus, when I first met him, I always kind of felt like he was, I don't know what's kind of going on, and kind of just closed off. Now I feel like he's open, he's having fun, and I think that if I'm an Auburn fan, I absolutely love that, and that's why I can't wait for the opener against Oregon.
And the schedule is going to be the daunting thing for Auburn as they gear up. Oregon to start, a trip to Florida, as we've mentioned, back to Baton Rouge, and then, of course, Alabama and Georgia, trip to A&M to start the year in the SEC play as well. And then Alabama and Georgia, fortunately, both at home this year for Auburn, but that's no easy task.
Well, there's no easy outs. I mean, I guess in the West, you probably have a little bit of a – I wouldn't even say harder, because I think the East is on the rise as well, too. You know, Arkansas and Ole Miss are definitely manageable games, but outside of that, and those games can still kind of bite you if you're not careful, there's just not a rest. And, I mean, I think that's why, you know, everyone wants to complain about, you know, oh, I want Auburn football to do this or that or whatnot. It's Alabama has set, and even Georgia now, and has set this tone to where everybody expects to live up to that the hype, but that doesn't happen. And so for me, I look forward to Gus having that attitude. I think it'll be Gatewood that gets to start. Then if that doesn't work out, you can go to Bo Nix. But that D-line is arguably the best in the country, and a lot of people are going to be looking at that.
J.J. Jackson and Peter Burns of the SEC Network spending some time here on Radio Row. Last question for you, Peter, before we let you go.
Yeah.
When we look at the second-year head coaches in the SEC, no new head coaches to the conference this year. I want to take the bigger names out of this. I want to exclude Jimbo Fisher at A&M and Dan Mullen. So if I give you Chad Morris, Jeremy Pruitt, and Joe Moorhead, of those three guys, who are you most excited to see what happens in year two at their program?
Pruitt. I mean, I think for me, you want to see what he's going to be able to do for his AD, Philip Fulmer, right? And he knows how to build, or he's been around successful football, and I don't think he's trying to just splash some paint on it. So to me, Pruitt has the biggest kind of interest level from me and a lot of people I talked to this week to see what the Vols are going to be able to do.
Peter, we appreciate the time today. We'll catch up down the line soon.
Always, JJ. Thanks, man.
Peter Burns of the SEC Network. We're back in a moment.